Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of the GSS Jamaica Industry Hour podcast, where we discuss all the latest from the GSS project and the industry within the hour. I'm your host, Marjorie Straw, Program Director for the GSS project. And today's topic is Chart Your Career, the GSS Career Pathway Framework as a Career Planning Tool with our special guest, Lisandro Ricketts. Let's get started. I'm so pleased to introduce our very first guest for the GSS Jamaica Industry Hour podcast, Lisandro Ricketts. Lisandro is the co-founder and CEO of Soul Career and former CEO of the Richard Branson Center of Entrepreneurship. Through her company, Soul Career, she creates programs that help individuals find and succeed in their ideal careers. For Lisandro, Soul Career is about putting people first to ultimately drive organizational success. The company also helps executives, professionals, and entrepreneurs discover their life's work, lead authentically, and build powerful legacies. Prior to Soul Career, Lisandro coached and created online programs for entrepreneurs and led the team as CEO of the Richard Branson Center of Entrepreneurship. She's also done economic research for the book Super Freakonomics, worked as a management consultant in the private equity group at Bain & Company in New York City, consulted for the Ministry of Finance in Jamaica, and worked in corporate strategy for a Caribbean conglomerate. She has an MBA with honors from Harvard Business School and a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with honors from the University of Chicago. Welcome, Lisandro. So great to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. What a great introduction. Are you guys hearing me?
Great. So, Lisandro, thank you. You are our very first guest. We're so excited about this journey we're going to be embarking on through our podcast, sharing, you know, really relevant and important information about the industry and about all the exciting things the GSS project is doing.
Yes, I love the project. I love
it. So really happy again to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great. So, you know, many times when we think about planning a career or we're embarking on a career path, you know, we sometimes struggle with how do we start? You know, we have our interest, we have our strengths, we have our qualifications and what we've studied and invested, usually 3-4 year degree. And, you know, we at the GSS have identified a tool which I'll elaborate a little bit on to help. But why don't I get your intake on how do we start that process, planning a career? And you have dealt with all levels, at all stages. What advice would you give to the average person?
Right. So that's a great question. And I always recommend starting with what is it that you really want? What is it that will make you happy at work, happy in a job? Because that's a very hard question for many people to ask themselves. What's my purpose? What am I interested in? What am I passionate about? And it's often really hard to sit down and think about what you're passionate about. You often need help and support. And the first place I always recommend is to take a psychometric assessment. One of the things I really loved about your platform that you're launching today is that it starts with a self-assessment. That's absolutely the first place. Just, I love psychometrics because they explain to you what your strengths, weaknesses are, if you don't even have a clue about what they are because you haven't built that level of self-awareness in yourself first. So that's the first step. After you get an understanding of who you really are and what makes you happy at work, the second step is to figure out what is my vision for my life? How can I apply the things that I know now know about myself to a career path? So what is my vision? And any strategic plan, any strategy, whether it's for your work or your life, you have to start with the end in mind. So the vision of your ideal life. What are you doing? Where are you living? What does your family life look like? What kind of travel are you doing? And finally, what kind of work are you doing? So when you have that ultimate vision for your life, then you can craft a roadmap to get you from where you are to that place. And that, I think this tool that you've built is really helpful in that. But that roadmap is so essential to helping you figure out how to make decisions at each point along your journey. But without that visioning, without the psychometrics, and without the roadmap, you're going to feel lost every step of the way.
Thank you, Lisandra. You know, you really touched on two very important points. I mean, you're right. The Career Pathway Framework that we'll be launching on March 3rd has included in it a RISEC tool. And this is a kind of self-assessment tool. So imagine you're a new user. You go on, maybe you're just curious, and you think you have it all figured out. And then, you know, the beauty about psychometric tests and self-assessment tests such as the RISEC is that it gives you insight that you didn't think about. So on the career pathway, we highlight job roles along four areas: knowledge process outsourcing, business process outsourcing, information technology outsourcing, and digital media. And imagine that I go on and I think, oh, you know, I definitely want a career in BPO. And then when I do my RISEC, it's showing me that, okay, you can consider the BPO. And yes, there are lots of ways to navigate that, which I'll expand on a bit later on. But guess what? Your results are showing that you have a better fit for perhaps ITO. And that makes us self-introspect, right? It does make us stop and think. And I think that's the beauty about psychometric tests and self-assessment tests. They do not pretend to be, you know, the absolute revelation of who you are as a person, but they certainly can give you further insights to go in another direction that did not occur to you.
Absolutely. In my own life, I found this to be true. I thought I wanted to be in finance for a very long time. I studied economics and heavy financial modeling for a long time. And then I took a psychometric test in my first year at Harvard Business School, and it said that I was an entrepreneur, that I was very entrepreneurial. And I thought, this can't be right. No way. I'm just going to throw this to one side and forget about it because I am focused on being in finance. But over time, I found that I couldn't run away from my personality, my underlying personality. And actually, moving away from finance into the direction that psychometric test actually showed me has made me much happier in my career. So I tell that story to show that you may think you know what makes you happy and what you want, but it's experience that really dictates that. And if you don't have a lot of experience, if you're just starting out in your career, then the self-assessments can be really helpful as a starting point.
Yeah, and great point. And your bio is testimony that you did follow that path after all, Lisandra. So kudos to you. But the other point you mentioned, you know, having a roadmap. I mean, let's be candid. Not everyone, depending on the stage, even understands what that roadmap might look like. Many university graduates, you know, young students, they're still struggling. They've just studied whatever is required within the educational system, or they started out, you know, on a certain path, and they haven't quite seen, you know, where they're heading. I remember when I started UWE, I majored in economics and languages. And I thought for sure, you know, I could see myself at the UN and I'm a certified translator. And I thought that's the path I was going to take. And then and eventually into the development work. And I think, you know, but I do think that persons should try to understand the full extent of the direction that they're seeking, mindful that life will always cause changes. So you can start a career, as you mentioned, you were heavy in finance, but you can shift. Your leaning, your interest may shift, and you have to be receptive to that. And one of the beauty about the Career Pathway Framework, with the different job roles that the project has outlined, for each job role, there is a clear horizontal and vertical path. So one is able to kind of assess where they are. I have these skills, but you know, I like the direction the horizontal path is taking me, and I can see where that could lead me to my desired position. And it advises me on the kinds of skills and requirements that I need. It even gives me insight whether I actually have to pursue a degree or maybe just a certificate will suffice. And it gives me a sense of the compensation. So being informed, Lisandra, is what I'm basically saying, helps one to determine what that roadmap might be.
Absolutely. There's a number of elements to this.
Go ahead.
Because there's one piece of it that is you won't be able to process all this information unless you know who you are and what you want. That's a piece of it, right? Because more information that you get when you're uncertain, the more confused you are. So starting with that is important. But then once you have that in place, understanding the range of opportunities that are available to you and feeling your way into which one feels like it would be exciting for you. Because a lot of people use their mind only when they're looking at these different career pathways to determine, oh, this has that much money, so that's the thing that I'm supposed to get. But that may not make you fulfilled and happy. So you have to actually feel like, are you excited by the things you would be doing in that career path once you have that range of options available to you? And that will help you make a selection as well.
Thank you, Lisandra. And you know, when we were developing the career pathway framework, we found that this is a tool that has been used by many countries for what we refer to as emerging sectors. So imagine that you're introducing a new sector, that it's still relatively unknown to the general population, and they're not familiar with the different jobs. So one of the ways the career pathway framework really helps someone and helps a country as well, is that it outlines and identifies the accepted roles that an industry seeks. And this is not a static website, by the way, because especially in the case of the global services sector, roles are constantly changing. Some are getting obsolete very quickly, depending, as you know, this is a heavily technology-driven industry. And so a role could evolve into something else. And so part of the what we will do, you know, with the through the GSSPU is to constantly update the site to reflect current job roles. But we have found that it has helped with emerging sectors. And one of the reasons why we wanted to create such a tool is that we recognize that many of the roles in the global services sector were not readily understood. And let's face it, right? I don't mean not just by the users themselves. We have an entire educational system that still needs to evolve to be more receptive to some of the newer emerging roles that are happening now, you know.
Absolutely.
What has your experience shown when you're coaching someone that's considering maybe a non-traditional role, and how do you guide them and advise them to embark on that when that might not be a popular or accepted role to go after?
Yes. Wow. That's a fantastic question, because jobs are changing so quickly right before our very eyes. The whole way that we work is evolving rapidly right now. And whatever you learned through memorization, whatever you learned even 5-10 years ago is obsolete already. So we're in this era of, it's called VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. This is our lives now. Things are going to always be changing. We think that change happens and then there's an end to the change, but actually we are going to be in a period of change constantly. And the only way to approach that new way of living is to be continuously learning and pushing the boundaries of your own mind and your own thoughts about what's happening in the world. So you have to pursue continuous learning, continuous flexibility and adaptability, and resilience, the ability to bounce back from hardships and adapt to change. And so if you are confronted with new jobs that are being created in this new normal, some people, their first reaction is to resist change. And your self-assessment should tell you things about how you approach change. And if that's your initial reaction, just realize that change is now the new normal. There is no steady state anymore. So learn about what's happening. Learn about this new role. Feel into the work itself. Are you excited by this opportunity? Does it make you feel alive? Because if it does, then you can absolutely quickly get the skills on Coursera, LinkedIn Learning, online, offline, whatever skills you need to ramp up to be able to do this job. It's at your fingertips now. So don't be afraid of that change. Embrace it, because this is the new normal.
Thank you, Lisandra, for that. And, you know, excellent points, because you know, we know that the different career offices at the universities and the schools, they're doing the very best they can. But they can hardly keep up, right, with the constant change that is happening at a global rate. And you will have persons who will maybe mention a career and they'll go, huh? You know, or they will, you'll have those who are wedded to the traditional careers, the doctors, the teachers, and so on, which those are fine, but just not necessarily presenting all the opportunities to an individual. And I think one of the areas that, you know, we hope the tool will support, specifically for the GSS, is to give that amplified appreciation of the different roles that one could, you know, aspire to within the GSS. And also that it could be a tool used by schools, by universities, when considering, you know, these roles and considering which sectors best support the roles. And that's something that we're really hoping will be used actively. We also, I probably should mention that another feature of the Career Pathway Framework that we feel could be really helpful is we have embedded in it a career advisory feature. So you've gone on as a registered user, you've navigated, you've explored the job roles, you even did your RISEC. It's pointing you to one of your job roles, but you're struggling between what subjects you have in hand or your current qualifications based on your studies, and just, you know, wanting to get some clarity. You have some questions. Imagine that you can send questions to a career advisor, someone who is deeply familiar with the global services sector, to talk with you through, whether it's emails, and I believe there's an option for a dedicated Zoom or, you know, a virtual call, and get, you know, real advice on how to help you to understand better the industry. And so as someone who, you know, I don't want to peg you just as a career coach, Lisandra, mm-hmm. because you're so much more than that. You know, what advice, though, would you give to how we can support our young persons more in making good decisions and with respect to their careers, you know, when they are inundated with so much information and they remember that many of them are young, so they're also strongly influenced by what their parents think that, you know, is best for them, and how do they balance that?
Yes, great questions. I consider myself a strategist first and foremost, and I apply that strategy to business, to my work as a career consultant, as well as a strategic advisor, and to my personal life. I'm very strategic in all areas. And strategy means starting at the end and working your way backwards, starting with that vision for what you want your life to be. And then the roadmap and the decisions become more clear. And when you're young, you don't yet have enough life experience to know what makes you happy and what don't. It's all theory for you at that point. But I would highly recommend doing an exercise to really figure out what your core values are. So for me, fun is having a lot of fun and a lot of freedom is very high on my list. So I have shied away from traditional cubicle office arrangements my entire career, not just in the pandemic, and ended up working with Virgin, with Richard Branson, with having fun and working in my own company, Soul Career Now. So fun is a major thing that I look for in the workplace itself. And if the workplace isn't fun, then I am not even looking at that particular job. So once you identify your core values, it makes the decision so much easier. And the way to identify your core values is first to think of the top experiences you've ever had in your life, the best moments of your life. This is called a peak experiences exercise, and write down the values that were being honored in those experiences. And then the second step is to look at the suppressed values exercise, which is look at the bottom three experiences of your life when you felt the most stressed, the most angry, the most frustrated. What values were not being honored when you were having those experiences? And then you'll get a list of your values and you can group them together and you can see these are the things that are really important to me. For me, one of those things is location independence. I need to be able to pick up and work from London, work from New York, work from Kingston, work from Miami, whatever I want. And I've crafted all the decisions I've made in my career have enabled me to live that life. So once you know your values, you're well on your way to being able to make that decision, even at a young age.
Thank you, Lisandra. And you know, we to our audience out there, you know, this advice is applicable to wherever you are in life, whatever stage you are. So for the young persons, I do not want you to feel, you know, you can be location independent, as Lisandra is saying. You can choose to come in and you say, you know what, I want to work in the global services sector because I know it's a high performance industry that will allow me to grow quickly, provided I, you know, I can perform at the rate they're going. And you do your research, and that is how you start, and you can feel comfortable. Everyone, you know, at some stage in his or her life, started at a point that was not necessarily their ideal starting point, but it was a stepping stone. And for every situation that one finds oneself in, you should seek to learn, because usually there's something you can take away from that experience that you can apply to your journey in building your career. And I agree to, yes.
I actually just want to say you're absolutely right, because there are a lot of clients that I've had whose core values are building wealth, number one, predictability, structure. They really dislike uncertainty. They like going into the office. They like knowing they're building their pension. They like knowing they're getting the steady paycheck. And if those are your values, you cannot kid yourself about what they are. You have to be very honest with yourself about the things that you value. And then you make career decisions based on those values. So some people are getting carried away by the glitz and the glamour of entrepreneurship. But guess what? Entrepreneurship is filled with a lot of financial anxiety and uncertainty. So if you cannot manage uncertainty, you can manage being an entrepreneur. Just be very honest with yourself when you're trying to figure out what your core values are.
Great. And you know, just to add that, you know, it's okay. If you are a 9-to-5 person, that's okay. And if you want to take the risk that comes with an entrepreneurship type of career path, that's okay too. What Lisandra is saying is you have to first understand who you are so that you can best select or select the best options for you. And I just want to say again as well, and this is really to my younger audience, you know, do not think career means 9-to-5. Do not think career means you have to be in a suit and you have to go into an office. You know, it's about the path you're taking for your best growth, to realize the best version of yourself, you know. And yes, there's always the areas for wealth and those, you know, the areas, you know, financial security and so on. But don't forget what Lisandra said. In her case, it's fun. It's independence, location. It may be something else for you. You might want to be able to go to work in jeans and a t-shirt, and that would be okay too. So just wanted to reinforce those points. And you know, Lisandra, I think we're going to have you on when our talent platform launches a little later this year in August, because
I love that.
I want you to do this coaching on the peak, you know, and how to identify the core values, because I think that would be a great exercise for our young people to learn. And so many of them don't have the opportunity to be exposed to that, you know, that kind of coaching. So really looking forward to having you on again. But let me take a minute and talk about this launch we're planning. We're so excited. I mean, The entire GSS PU has a range of activities that we are rolling out this year. Lisandra, we're in the fourth year of the project, and it's just been an exciting journey so far. And so on March 3rd, through, you know, live on Zoom, Facebook, and YouTube, we will be giving a summary of the launch. We will be doing a video tutorial where you'll get to see firsthand how to navigate the career pathway framework, what happens when you select the RISEC connection to our career advisors, and just, you know, really having a stronger appreciation of the benefits of the career pathway framework and how it could help you as an individual to understand better the global services sector and to navigate the different roles there. I mean, they're going to be training institutions listed if you're not sure where to go with the training. And I should just add as a you know, as well, that one of the advantages I think that, you know, persons have today that, you know, other generations years ago didn't have is just how much access to information they actually do have. So imagine you come out of school or you just finished university and you're still not sure. This lifelong learning that you're suggesting, Lisandra, and this constant upskilling in response to the disruption and being able to be ready, to be able to be competitive and to become top of mind, whether it's in your interview or the direction you're taking, can be supported by the plethora of information that's out there, a lot of it free as well. So doing that research, to your earlier point, doing that research that helps you to understand that roadmap that you have to take, and recognizing that not every research or additional training you have to take must result in you spending money. There are many free courses out there that can begin to equip you to be ready. So just back to the launch again. So on March 3rd, you know, we're going to invite persons to register. Please follow us on all our social media pages. There'll be a direct link to register, Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Services Sector Jamaica, Instagram at GSS Jamaica, Twitter at GSS Jamaica 1. Please come out and learn about this exciting tool. And we're really, really looking forward to having you. All right.
I wanted to add, Marjorie, that we're moving from the information age to the experience age. We've already made that shift. So we're moving from this age where there's a lot of information and we're overwhelmed with information to where there's a curated experience that takes us along a path to discovering the things that we want to learn. And that's what this platform does that you've developed. It's really condensed information on 160 different career types and created a curated path for you to go down a journey so that you're not overwhelmed with too much information. You actually have an experience that's crafted for you based on what you select that you're interested in. So I really love that about the platform.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisandra. Well, I think we could get ready to take a few questions. Both of us have been talking quite a bit, but give our audience a chance to pose any questions that they may have for us.
Sure. I didn't realize we had a live audience.
All right. Here's the first question. What aspects of the CPF, that's Career Pathway Framework, for those of you who joined us a little late, what aspects of the CPF website can I use as a job seeker? Oh boy, lots. When you go onto the Career Pathway Framework, you will have an option just to explore the website. But the moment you get interested in one of the job roles and you want to see more information related to the job role, whether that's in your information technology outsourcing, your knowledge process outsourcing, your business process outsourcing, or digital media services, it will likely prompt you to register. But the benefits to you as a registered user is worth the effort, because once you register, you begin to see all the possible job roles and their subset of job roles that you could consider, or just maybe you're trying to understand. So, you know, what do I need to do to be a data analyst? And what are some of the roles I might have to consider before I can consider, you know, being promoted? Or maybe in your current job, maybe you're working in the GSS and you're in a current role and you're considering you know, a role that is at another level, at a higher level, or even a horizontal level, because not everyone, promotions don't always just, are not always just vertical. I mean, you can expand into other roles through a horizontal move. You will be able to navigate the tool and see what the roles are, what the compensation is at the general market rate, what training institutions are offering in terms of courses that could support you on that role. And then, as I mentioned earlier, you have the RISEC self-assessment that you can take that will give you, you know, some kind of direction, some kind of indication of what you are best suited for based on how you responded to the RISEC. That's a self-assessment tool, and that's a pretty exciting feature of the Career Pathway Framework. And then finally, you can have access to career advisors should you have additional questions, to just understand better how to navigate the industry. So overall, the Career Pathway Framework can be a really important tool in helping you to make decisions around your career options, your job roles, and growth in the global services sector. Thank you. All right. Okay, here's another one. What are some practical ways that I can use a career pathway to move up the corporate ladder? You know, I'm going to throw that on you, Lisandra, because you've understood enough about it. What do you think, based on yourself being, you know, in the career field and being a career coach?
Well, in order to get promoted, which I think is what this question is asking, how do I get promoted from where I am to the next level in my career? First, you have to know what are the options for the different next steps for that promotion. So can it be a lateral move to another team? Can it be an upward move into a more senior position, managing other people, etc.? And the framework is excellent for showing you the different options for the next step. And of course, then you would have to do the work to make sure you're meeting your targets, meeting your objectives, networking with the right people, raising your visibility within the organization to be able to then make that next step after you've looked at the options on the platform.
Thank you, Lisandra. Excellent point, by the way, because let's remind our audience, as you build out that roadmap, as you seek to understand your career path, many times we get a little bit sort of inundated with, you know, I need to get this training and I need to get the skills. Yes, those are relevant, but you made such a good point. Networking. You know, what associations, what events are being, you know, hosted that is supporting your interest? You know, how can you, who are industry leaders? You know, you can reach out to them. Now we have so many ways to reach out to persons through LinkedIn and social media, different platforms that you probably wouldn't normally be able to have access or make contact with those persons prior. And so those are great tips, Lisandro, you know, and a good reminder to everyone that, you know, when you build out your career path, it's not just about the skills.
Yeah.
There's so much more.
And increasing your visibility is so important for you, for people to be aware that you're up for a promotion, up for a job. And that includes the use of your social media to build your personal brand. So more and more, you have to be building a personal brand in order to get ahead in your career. And especially if you're just starting out, you have a head start because you grew up in this world where people are branding themselves online. And that's one piece of the toolkit to getting ahead on the corporate ladder.
Thank you, Lisandra. And I can't resist this plug, guys, because this other initiative that we're going to roll out in August, I just can barely sit on my seat. It's so exciting. It's called the Talent Platform. And you will be able to build your profiles and interface with industry in a way that has never occurred before at the industry level. Look out for some exciting news on our social media pages related to that. All right. Next question. Who has a question? Oh, I'm giving this one to you, Lisandra. What are your top career planning tips?
Number one is, before you get into the tactical maneuvers, you have to have a sense of the vision for your life. And from your life, you know, the kind of career that will support that life. And from that vision, then you can get into the tactical steps. These are the decisions I need to take in order to get to that vision. So that's number one. And number two, it all starts with knowing who you are, what your values are, and what makes you happy at work. And then my third tip is know how to position yourself. Once you know those things about yourself, you have to position yourself well. You need the resume, you need the cover letter, you need your network, your internal champions to help elevate your application to the top of the pile. You need to be publicly representing yourself and your brand in a way that makes people excited to engage with you. So the separation between work and life is disappearing very quickly as a result.
Great. And you know, do not get overwhelmed by what Lisandra is saying. I know she said quite a bit in her response, and we welcome that, don't worry, Lisandra. But audience, remember, the GSS Project has a range of tools to help you, because we host at least two career fairs every year, Lisandra. And prior to the career fairs, we give tips on the resume writing. You know, we give tips to strengthen person's ability and confidence, you know, to conduct interviews. But it is true. You have to put in that work. And as Lisandra say, you have to build your brand, you know, and understand when you're in front of someone, when you're meeting someone for the first time, whether it's in an interview or at a networking event, what is the first impression they get of you? What is that image? What is your brand stating? And we can talk more about that. Look out for other features that we'll work on to help you to understand that better. Okay.
Yes. Days of just submitting your resume and getting a job, it's not that simple anymore. There are so many other pieces than just submitting the resume. So you have to be aware that, yes, you have to put in the work to ace the interview, to network, etc. And if you do, then you're going to get that amazing job in the sector.
Wonderful. I think we have time for one more question. How will the GSS Career Pathway Framework help me? Will I be able to use it to get a job in the industry? Well, it's going to help you, as we outlined earlier, in terms of understanding the various job roles that are available and are accepted by the firms operating in the global services sector. Will it help you to get a job? It will certainly help you to understand better what the job you're aspiring for entails. It will help you to be informed. So you will go to the table. Many of us do not realize that when it comes to salaries, you know, and skills, we can negotiate these things in an interview. So you do not have to, I've seen interviews where someone would be asked, Lisandro, so, you know, what would you like to earn, or what's your asking price? And, you know, they're either stumped completely, meaning they're not able to respond, or they state something that's way below market rate, thereby, you know, underselling their value to, you know, because many times their focus is on getting an interview. And what are your thoughts about that? How should they really approach those types of questions?
Yes, it's a hard one, because it tends to put you in a corner, because sometimes the interviewer is trying to understand if you've done your research, if you're within their range or not. So if you say a number that's way out there, then you can come across as being uninformed. And on the other end, if you say a number that's too low, you're going to be undervaluing yourself. So I often say to give a range rather than a single number to help protect yourself, and then negotiate for the higher end of that range within the band that you've said. And the only way that you're able to give a range is if you've done research on what similar positions look like. Unfortunately, in the region, we don't have a lot of publicly available information, which is why this tool is so amazing in that it actually states a range for each of the jobs that you put on the platform, on the GSS platform. So that's amazing. And also, usually in the past, you just have to call up people that you know that work in the space, yes, and ask them, what is a range of a salary?
But it's, what would you recommend?
Yeah. Right. Or you have to go online and look at what it looks like in the US and try to put a fraction of that for the Jamaican landscape. So that's this tool is very, very helpful to help you give a range when you're asked that question.
Thank you, Lisandra. So, you know, I think just to recap then, you know, we know that this career pathway framework tool is going to be a very useful tool. And we encourage our Jamaicans, we encourage our audience, persons who wish to work or understand better the global services sector, to use the tool to register on the, you know, on the website when it becomes available, because you're learning how to navigate the sector. And we'll be constantly updating it, and you will get a very strong sense of the types of roles that the industry is looking for or are, you know, is supporting. Lisandra, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? I mean, this has been such a great discussion with you. Thank you so much again for coming on, but I'd love to hear if you have any additional thoughts to share.
I think a lot of people approach a career search or career mapping as if they want someone to give them the answers, and they want it to be easy, and they just want to know what it looks like, jot it down, and go and have fun and move on with their lives. But in fact, we spend most of our waking lives at work. 70% of our waking life is spent in the workplace. And so you have to make sure that it's a match for you and who you are and what you want. And so figuring out those things requires you to dig deep inside of yourself. The answer is not out there. Nobody, not even a person that is closest to you, knows you as well as you know yourself. So you have to dig deep within and pull the answers out of yourself by going through a process of reflection and iteration. It's not going to be an easy journey, but it's very rewarding if you put in the work.
Thank you, Lisandra. So to our audience out there, to our listeners, here are a couple things. I'm giving everyone homework. I need you to share the link to our podcast with your family. This is our first of a series of monthly podcasts. We're excited to share information about the industry, and we're depending on you to share the link on all our GSS social media pages so that persons can listen in and be aware of our, the different information that we plan to share through our podcast. Register for the virtual CPF launch. You should be seeing something on your screen, or just go to the social media pages and you will see a direct link to register for the Career Pathway Framework launch, which will be on March 3rd. And just to let you know, our next topic for our next monthly podcast is, does it pay to invest in employee training? I know, Lisandra, you're not going to chime in because we know the answer to that. But no, does it pay to invest in employee training? That's going to be an exciting discussion. So please stay tuned to our GSS social media pages for updates on everything and anything that is happening, not only with the GSS project, but on the global services sector. Stay linked to our different pages, as I said, Facebook and LinkedIn. That's our global services sector, Jamaica. Instagram is at GSS Jamaica and Twitter, GSS Jamaica One. I want to thank Lisandra again for being such an awesome, awesome guest. Fabulous content that you shared and so important, so very useful. Thanks so much for being not just our guest, but our very first guest for this awesome journey that we're embarking on. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so happy to be part of this journey with you. Thanks again.
Take care.